The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Welcome to the Business Owners Podcast. My name is Clive Enova, and along with Linda Reed Enova, I am your host. I am a business strategist and I help people discover clarity to more easily engage with more of their ideal client more often. Today, I'm having a conversation with Lillian Brummett about the entrepreneurial journey. Hello, Lillian, and welcome.
Hello, everyone. Lillian Brummett here, all the way from Western Canada, to speak with you about the entrepreneurial journey. Now, my husband and I have been running the Brummett Media Group business for 25 years, and I have run a business for about 6 years before my husband and I got together on this current adventure. 25 years of working with my spouse, and oh my goodness, we have been through all kinds of different journeys through the economic downturns and COVID and all kinds of changes in the industries that we work in. And I'm so pleased to be here today to speak with you about those journeys, the challenges we've overcome, and hopefully to give you some inspiring advice to help you in your own journeys. I'm really grateful for the Business Owner Podcast for having us as their featured guest today.
That's a fantastic introduction, Lillian. You've given us great insights into who you are and how you got there in such a short space of time. Well done. We'd like to start our little Business Owners Podcast with a few key questions that allow us to get to know you and your business journey. Is it coffee, tea, or is it something else? Are you an early bird or a night owl? Or can you do a little bit of both? What book are you currently reading and why can't you put it down? And last one, what is one word to describe your journey so far?
Oh, I love those questions. For me, coffee, every single time, coffee, I'll choose that. I love tea in the late evenings, afternoons, especially in the winter. I love my herbal teas that I make from my own garden harvest, like mint or lemon balm. Typically, though, I'm going for that coffee. I like to have it with cream and sometimes honey, typically just cream in it, though. Am I an early bird or a night owl? Gosh, I used to be an early bird. Used to hit the floor, my feet would hit the floor, and I would be running. Now I take a little bit more time to get going. I'm in my 50s, so things are slowing down a little bit. Probably would call myself a mid-morning bird. I'm getting active right around 10 o'clock or so. That's when I'm really at my peak, between 10 and I would say 3 o'clock are probably my peak hours of mental operation. Now, the books that I'm currently reading right now is the peak of garden season. And those who know me well know me as a gardener. And so when you're gardening, you're always finding ways of dealing with all of those different harvests. I like experimenting. I have my tried and true recipes, but then I like going to some of my favorite books for preserving items coming out of the garden in a unique and different way, creating something special and different for the menu plan in the future. And my two favorite books that I'm currently thumbing through virtually every day at this time of year is Preserving by the Pint and also Naturally Sweet Food in Jars. And both of them are written by the same food preservation expert, I would call her, Marissa McKellen. She's an expert when it comes to canning your food preserves. So I'm learning a lot from her. One word to describe my journey so far, university. Being an entrepreneur is like going to university every day for the rest of your working life because you're always learning something new. There's always a new challenge, some new opportunity. You're always on a learning curve, or at least I am.
Now it's time for us to hear a little bit more about your journey, Lillian. How did you get started in this journey? You mentioned earlier that there was something before this. What was it about that that pushed you into what you're in now? And what is it about what you're in now that has kept you motivated all this time and continues to motivate you?
How did I get started? I came from running my own business prior to venturing into the world of writing. So I had already understood the behind the scenes activities of running your business from an office perspective, your business plan, your succession plan, your contingency plans, your contacts, your managing your in-house policies, your in-house purchasing policies, all of those kinds of things I was already familiar with, income taxes, keeping records, dealing with accountants. And so when I ventured into the idea of branching into this world of writing, I came into it really with a business mindset. I was like, okay, how do I go into this world of writing as a business? What are the business day-to-day functions that I need to understand? What are the operations I need to set up? So I came in from it with that mind frame. The other side of my mind frame came from having lost my business. What happened was, is I was involved in a vehicle accident, a three-car pileup. I was in the middle. And that actually threw me into physiotherapy for a couple of hours every day, 5 days a week, for about a year and a half. I couldn't work. I wasn't, you know, able to start my business again. It was a real difficult, depressing, stressful time for me. I felt like all my work was for nothing. I felt defeated. I was really disappointed in life. I thought, what am I going to do now? And so my main idea was I needed to find something, some sort of rope that I could hang on to that would pull me out of my depression, help me feel better about life, give me reason to move forward and go through all that work of running your own business, because I was being personally fulfilled and I was leaving a positive legacy. That was my main focus. How do I go about doing that? So I went through all these career choice courses through local colleges where they tested your personality and they said, okay, based on our understanding of what jobs may be available in the near future, these are the areas we think your personality fits in. And so from there, writing kept on coming up. I kept doubting it. I just kept on naysaying it. No, it can't be. That can't possibly be, because I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the understanding that my voice could have value out there in the world. And it took a little while for me to grow into that understanding, slow process of just testing the waters, dipping my toes in, entering contests, getting feedback from people, and realizing maybe there really is something in this. All of those tests that kept pointing to these various aspects of the world of writing, I started branching into that. I actually started a course, took several courses about the business of writing, how to go about querying, how to manage your record keeping, that kind of thing. Initially, I was thinking of freelance writing rather than being an author. I started out as a freelance writer. Eventually, I moved into wearing many different hats in the world of writing as time marched forward. I've been a staff writer. I've been an assignment writer. I've been a professional book reviewer. I was a professional product reviewer. I held lots of different hats throughout my career, and slowly evolved into blogging and eventually into writing our books. And that's where I'm at now, mainly writing articles, maintaining our blogs, creating content for those and the YouTube channel, and managing our books as well, producing books.
Tell us, Lillian, about some of those moments, or one of those moments that captured you on your journey, a defining moment that has propelled you forward all this time.
Were there defining moments in my journey? Absolutely. Dozens and dozens of them. The first, I think, was really understanding that my voice could have value, that little me could, you know, somebody would want to read something that little me wrote and be moved and impacted by those words, and it would help evolve their life in maybe a slightly different way. Maybe it would encourage them to continue on the road that they're already on. Maybe it would encourage them to try something different and new and help them create their own ripples of positive change as well. So everything I wrote about had to have that kind of impact. That was important to me. Will this encourage people in their own lives to create their own ripples of positive change? For me, that was really important, that my writing had to have that impact. impact.
Lillian, those of us who've been in business for a while typically have mentors or some figure that we look up to. Could be an influential figure, could be somebody that we've just had a quiet talk out the back of the woodshed with. How have you found your way in this regard? Have you had a mentor or a number of mentors, or is there some particular way that you learn how to continue?
Probably hundreds and hundreds of them. Every interview I listened to, I learned something from. Every course I took, every single person, every professional that I've come in contact with, I'm learning from. Every book I read, half of me is reading it like a reader. The other half of me has got the writer's hat on and is looking at it. Why did the writer choose to this? And how does this impact me as a reader? And how might I employ that in my own writing career? So I'm almost like a torn person when I'm reading things. I've got these two hats on. I want to enjoy it as a reader and learn from it, but I'm also studying it as a writer, trying to understand and how I might have written this differently or chosen something differently, and thereby learning through those experiences. So hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of people have influenced me over the years as a writer. For a business, some of my largest influences have been fairly close to me, one of which is my eldest brother, Larry Town. He runs his own business as well in the Vancouver area of Western Canada. And he installs, I think, kitchen cabinets, cabinetry in buildings that are being high rises and stuff like that. So he'll go and he'll bid contracts and go in there and install their kitchens and what have you. And his business experiences from being a smaller entrepreneur to having numerous employees was a great influence for me. He passed on to me many of his great tips for managing my books, to managing my contacts, to dealing with difficult situations. There were many times when we had conversations when I was initially starting the business to help me understand what being an entrepreneur and encompass and how to manage things more smoothly through following some of his advice. His realm of work, of course, was quite different from mine, but the business basics are business basics. It doesn't really vary. Your product, your widget, your service is going to vary from one business to another, but business basics are pretty much the same. And so I was able to glean a lot from him. And I really appreciate having people like him in my life. Absolutely. Mentors are so important.
I have two questions for you here, Lillian. And I'm putting the two together because they can run into each other a lot in our day-to-day doing business activities. First one, how do you balance your personal life and your business? And the second one, can you share with us a challenge you've faced and how you've overcome it so that it might help our listeners in their day-to-day activities?
Balancing your personal life when you're an entrepreneur can be a really difficult thing to do because, especially if your business is home-based, because it never goes away. Like, you never leave your office. Your office is part of your home. That can be very difficult to shut your mind off and stop being in that mind frame so that you can enjoy the other part of your life. Because while this entrepreneur project is a huge part of your life, you do have other areas in your life that need balancing. It can be very difficult to do. There's peaks and valleys too when it comes to being an entrepreneur. Sometimes you have to put a heck of a lot of time in, and then knowing that in the future, in the next month or two, you're going to be able to get a break and things are going to slow down again. And so you have to be okay with that ebb and flow of the business too. So the other part of your life can't be so demanding that it doesn't allow for the extra time that sometimes has to be put in your business. So it has to go both ways. It has to flow both ways. As someone who's worked with her husband in the business for over 25 years now, I think it's more like 28, that can be really difficult too, because when we do get those stolen moments where we're sitting down together, those are typically the moments when we're brainstorming or we're talking about the schedule for next week and the students that he has booked and what I might be able to support him or what he might do to be able to support me and the tasks that I'm taking on that week. And we're having these conversations, we might be digesting issues that we're facing. And so those conversations become a natural part of our flow when we're together. However, there are times when we both have to say, okay, this is a day when we said that we were going to not talk about the office. We're not going to be mentally thinking about the office. This is the cleansing day, the have fun day, the relaxed day. And so we try really hard, both of us, for that time period to really not talk about the business, to not think about it, to not bring it up in discussion. And sometimes that can be a real challenge. You have ideas pop up in your head all the time and you're thinking, oh yeah, I wanted to talk to him about this. You're better off to make a quick note of it so that when you are in that business frame of mind, you can then bring it up at that point in time. There's a time and place for things. Put it in that little compartment and make sure that it's there for Monday or whatever day that you're back together in the office mentally. It can be a real challenge, absolutely. One of the other challenges that I have found was when COVID hit and performances, in-person performances, workshops, all of those group activities completely disappeared. We're not having customers coming into the office anymore, all of that kind of thing. We had to shift our focus then from doing those type of activities to doing other activities that maybe we didn't have time for, but were on our to-do list in our business plan. So we took another look at that business plan and those monthly activities, the action plan, the annual action plan, and said to ourselves, okay, what can we do instead, so that maybe we can improve our business operations and not have so many tasks on the to-do list when we are working full force again. This is the time to revamp the computer, clean up your files, go through your income tax stuff, pre-write articles, have discussions, work on projects that you're going to be finalizing in the future. All the back matter, like organizing your shelves and cleaning out the workshop, getting it ready for projects to come. Any of these things that you can do both in your personal life, your home life, your office life, it's great to clear out all that clutter because it weighs on your mind and adds more stress. And so when your business does pick up again, you do so with a much lighter heart, a much lighter schedule, and you're able to focus your energy much more intensely. When we have issues with the change in the market, is another challenge that we faced as writers. The whole industry changed. A lot more online stuff, a lot more audio stuff, a lot more digital products, visual products, visual ways of marketing, new social networking sites that are popping up all the time, and all the different ways of using social networking sites that we're already on that maybe we haven't explored. So those are definitely challenges because they're constantly evolving and it's so rapid, trying to keep up on that. I think one of the things that we've had to do is just take a step back and slow down a bit and say, okay, we don't have to do everything all the time. Having a presence, finding that balance, making time for those things when your schedule slows down a bit, when you don't have as many clients. Maybe we can now look at those other issues, those other challenges that we had, those other tasks that we had that we weren't able to address before. So I think in that way, you're always busy. There never really is a downturn in your activities. There's just a change in the flow. Like, where are you putting your attention at this moment in time? And being able to just switch gears and do that. That comes in time. Sometimes we have those mental blocks where we're just not able to let something go. We're just clinging on to that, and mentally we're just going to keep riding that train. But sometimes we have to get off at that next station and have another journey. We can always get back on that train and continue that particular project later when we hit an obstacle that we can't get around and there we haven't figured out a way to get around that yet. Maybe it's time to look at some of the other challenges that and or tasks that we haven't addressed yet. And then, like I say, when things change again, we can then move forward where we left off. So I think just being able to have that ability to switch those gears, that can be a real challenge. And being not so hard on ourselves about it, saying, okay, this is the situation. This is where I need to put my energies. It's okay that I have to set this aside for now. I can come back to that later and not beat ourselves up so much that we're not meeting all of those shoulds that are listed for us as entrepreneurs.
I'm glad you mentioned the changes that are continually happening in business, because it leads me right into my next question. And that is, given the changes that are happening around us all the time, how do you want to shape the future of your field?
I think that no matter where we are in our business, we have the chance to create positive change. And so for anyone that's visited our Bremmett Media YouTube channel, they're going to see that we've done a lot of videos giving advice to entrepreneurs on how they can not only stand out among their peers and get that coverage without spending hardly a thing, at the same time, they're building that brand recognition, especially locally, and creating this awareness for other businesses, creating positive change.
Now, Lillian, the listeners to our podcast are the future. Like, they could be, they have the opportunity to be the future of our various industries. And it's important, as business owners, we encourage and we support them along the journey. What advice would you give to someone else starting out in business now, whether it's your domain or a different domain?
So one of the things that I like to focus on in regards to changing the mindset of entrepreneurs, whether they have a storefront, whether they're home based, whether they are a writer or some other type of artist, we can create positive change with the things that we focus on, with what we're purchasing, how we're addressing the public, but also we can open that up to the public and draw them in, get them involved as in these types of activities. As a writer, I can focus on topics that are about celebrating maybe positive change. I might, as a freelance writer, I might focus on speaking about green businesses and alternative energy and alternative agriculture practices and all of these wonderful positive things are going on in the world, nonprofits or something like that. Maybe I'm going to focus my career on writing copy for nonprofit organizations. There are things that we can do with our skills and with our businesses that can create positive change. And I really encourage that in particular. No matter what you're purchasing, who you're deciding to work with, whether you're producing a book and you want to work with a publisher that has very good, sustainable, and socially conscious practices and programs and projects, and you want to work with them because of that. And then you let them know that you chose them because of that. All of these types of choices that we are making to create positive change and celebrate positive change, we can then write about in our newsletters, our blogs, and so forth, and further expand the concept, the idea of people doing this. And it gets more and more people involved. And I get really excited by that, obviously. And so that's where I like to focus. When I give people advice about running their business, they're getting attention. There's so much that we can do that. That's the one piece of advice I would really like to impart to all entrepreneurs out there. Have an action plan. What is your plan for this month? How are you going to break that into weekly things? What is your plan for the year? What is your 5-year goal? Have these these plans in a flexible format so you can change them. You can go with the flow of whatever challenges, obstacles, opportunities that are happening right now and be able to accept those and deal with them. But at the same time, have this end goal in sight so you always know what you're aiming for and what the next task is going to be. It's really important to have that frame of mind, have a plan and follow it.
It's great to hear you mention a plan, having a plan, Lillian, and following it. Most importantly, following it. Thank you, Lillian, for being on the Business Owners Podcast. Now, where can our listeners find you?
I just wanted to say thank you to everyone behind the scenes in making this podcast available to the public. There's a lot of people and a lot of activities behind the scenes, so thank you all for that. And I appreciate being able to have this opportunity to invite people to check us out as well. The Brummett's Conscious Blog is our main blog. It's virtually a daily blog. Lots of different information is available there. Interviews, articles, quotes, resources, all kinds of stuff is available there. ConsciousDiscussions.blogspot.com. That's the Brummett's Conscious Blog, and you can find that at ConsciousDiscussions.blogspot.com. Now, our other blog, Drum It with Brummett blog. This is for drummers, percussionists, but there's a lot of stuff there for everyday musicians as well regarding being a music teacher, being a musician on the road, getting different kinds of jobs as a musician, positions in studio, how to record in a studio, lots of different tips and techniques for the social interaction of being a band member, dealing with your listeners, all different kinds of issues and challenges and celebrations in the world of music is available there. Drum It with Brummett blog. So you can find that at drumitwithbrummett.blogspot.com. That's drumitwithbrummett.blogspot.com. And of course, our Brummett Media YouTube channel. You can find that at youtube.com/@ Brummett Media, or just do a search on YouTube for Brummett Media channel and you'll find it there. Of course, you can find us on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Alignable and all those other places. If you did a search for Lillian Brummett or Dave Brummett, you'll find us there. Our main website, brummettmedia.ca. And of course, Amazon. Please head on over to your local Amazon store, amazon.com, amazon.ca, wherever you're listening from, and check out Lillian and Dave Brummett in the book section. You'll find all of our current books available there. Thanks again for inviting me to be a part of your podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Lillian. And thanks for joining us on the Business Owners Podcast. And be sure to join us for our next episode. And of course, check out the back catalogue because each one has gems of wisdom inside it.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.